The Manitoba Association of Christian Homeschools would like to thank the Learning House for sponsoring this recording.
So thanks for welcoming me back.
I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm happy to be here. I'm very enthusiastic about co-ops. I am an extrovert, raising extroverts somehow. I got five of them. So co-ops have just been integral in my homeschool experience. I'm always in more than one. Currently, I'm in three co-ops. So hopefully today I can answer any questions you guys might have and educate you guys and make you more comfortable with making choices.
We're talking about choosing
your,
the best homeschool curriculum, and this is where I get to hang out.
So first, I'm going to talk a little bit about co-ops, the different types, etc. And then we are going to leave a time at the end for a discussion in case maybe starting a co-op is something that you would be interested
Toronto
in. We could really brainstorm some ideas.
Our town
and then
is best
two at the end will
leave
time for questions. So if you have any questions, write it down, and we will definitely get to that near the end. So I just want to start real quick with a little prayer. So if you guys
having graduated,
just bow your heads,
three of our kids, my youngest is 14.
Dear God, thank you so much for this opportunity to be together,
time doing her
to learn together and grow together.
Store, we have,
thank you
we
for
made
this
up
conference
a
and all
nice
the like-minded people
her in
gathered
corner,
here committed
and then she
to educating and doing
couch,
what's best for their children.
Because she's a homeschooler. So
Lord God, guide my words
and
the information I'm sharing and guide everyone here and their choices for their homeschool and may they be blessed. We invite you here, Lord God. Amen.
Just to introduce you to my family.
Thanks, guys.
This is my fam jam.
Okay, so I just want to start with what is a co-op.
There is
so I'm sure most
here
of you guys
Winnipeg
know it's cooperative learning.
Wedding.
It's when families get together and work towards the same goals. And I only mention that because there's a little bit of a difference and maybe it gets lumped in with different things like classes or learning pods. Learning pods kind of came up through the pandemic.
Our expanded family.
They are a little bit different.
A granddaughter.
So classes,
and another young man
I always
at the end
think of,
there,
they're a little bit one and done,
that he had
right?
To stand
it's
at
not
the end
for
in
your
case
whole
we decided
family.
To crop
it's
them out, but then he proposed and we kept it.
Parents aren't typically involved.
So
drop it off.
They are getting married later
off.
This summer,
it's
and
like
this lovely little lady is our sweet little Melody.
A learning pod. I was actually looking this up, so I get it right. But
she just makes
everybody
so happy. Private school.
Someone else is really teaching your kids. And it's a lot more commitment. It's like 3 to 5 days a week.
When we first started homeschooling, we've always had a humble little home and a lot of little girls. And I figured
and
there was never too many
together,
good books in the house, but we kind of reached critical mass. And these are not pictures of my house, but they could be pictures of my house. I kind of felt
and
like there was never too many books, but we came to the point where we realized that some books and resources were better than others. And
so I
that
just
we had to start to
here.
Be a little
First
more discerning
12,
about what came into the house,
says,
and
the
now I just
body
have the privilege
one,
being
though
with
it
Learning
has
House
many parts
to help you to decide
one
which
body,
ones are
so
the ones that should
Christ.
Go into your
For
home
by
and
one
which shouldn't.
Spirit,
it's my privilege still to be able to try
one
everything
body. The diversity
so that you
is
don't
required
have to buy
the body
everything.
Consisted of one single
and
part,
so we get
there wouldn't be a body at all. So now we see that there are many different parts and functions, but one body. And then Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor.
On my
if
shelves might not be
down,
worth putting on
one
your
can
shelves.
Help the other
we have
up.
To kind of.
So I think you guys are getting the theme I'm going
with
here. We're better together. We're better with
resources.
Community. It's biblical.
And so let's talk about narrowing that down. I often get calls from people,
have that in
and
our
they want
to
know.
So what is the benefit of having a co-op or being in a co-op? And the main part for that, for me, is the collaboration.
Okay. We're going to just skip that.
So we all have different skills.
Help me to find the best homeschooling curriculum.
And, it
and
makes
maybe
such
you
a big
guys go on
to
social media
and,
see
and
people
fill
put this
all those holes
on social
and
media.
That we might have
I need the
our
best science curriculum
experience.
For grade 3.
So
what does that mean?
I remember
and then everybody
this
gives
being
their
a bit
opinion,
intimidating
and we have
for
some,
me because like I didn't go to university.
But,
I'm a hairstylist by trade.
Knock down some of these misnomers.
So you know when
what
it comes
the
to
best?
These types
and
of things, it's like, oh, what can I bring to the
best,
table?
Or maybe not so
and, surprisingly. And if you have that concern, I'll tell you one thing that
every
has been brought out of me in every co-op I go
to.
I always end up running the gym class just because I don't mind talking loud. I can go into a group and get everyone's attention. Come here, we're
going to
go over the rules. Come on, be quiet. And that is something not everybody can do.
For my kid
so,
might be one that has
I'm
videos.
Always roped in to do
or it
gym
might
class.
Be,
I've taught
that
it
might be
literally
a
from the beginning
family.
Of my homeschool experience.
For your child, it might
so
be building
if
a hobby
like, oh,
farm,
have,
and that
like,
would drive me
something
crazy.
To offer. I bet you do. You just maybe
well,
have
maybe you have the property or the space
Mine
to raise
is a loud
chickens
voice.
And you're a proper homeschooler. We've never been able to be that proper homeschooler.
So I don't
But being able to respond to the ebbs and flows of your family's needs. needs.
I don't think that's really unique.
Jobs.
But some people
many moms are working while homeschooling these days.
My girls
many
are in
dads
high
are more involved in homeschooling these
of,
days.
You know what's required. And I have
we
a friend
often
that loves
have,
that stuff. So
responsibilities
thank the Lord,
outside
she
of our
took
homeschool,
them. She
like,
did dissections, and I watched
family,
the little kids.
Things that
so
we're dealing with our children
weakness,
and extended
if you have
family
that thing
with health.
That,
maybe your children just really want
you know,
to study a particular
co-op provides
topic.
In that
so what
area
is best
so that
is a very
you don't
elusive
have to,
thing.
And how wonderful is
so,
that?
What about
another
finding
bonus
homeschooling material
of collaborating
for your
with other
family.
People
and
is
I
new
want
ideas
to first put
and
in
new inspiration
where
and a wide variety
of
options.
Is
your kids
a phenomenal
get
opportunity.
To so
it's a phenomenal opportunity to
I can't,
build into
I don't know
our
what I don't know, and I want my kids to be exposed to lots and lots
it's
of things.
An opportunity
I was in,
embrace
I'm
values
still in
that
a
might be different than those that are taught in
co-op,
public
so
education
there's
and responding
one-on-one
to our children. Children's strengths
moms get
and
to
weaknesses,
show what
and
they
tailoring
like to do or their
the content
and my kids
to
were exposed
their
to so
style
many things
and their
during
interests
that
and their abilities.
That I couldn't
we have to put
provide
homeschooling
for them.
In
they
its
did
place. Homeschooling is not going to be the bulletproof formula.
They did a
finding
STEM
the right
session,
homeschool
and
curriculum is going
some
to make
sort of,
your child
connection to a theater
the most
and
spiritually
all these
or academically or emotionally
and,
or relationally
someone
astute.
Else was able to, I don't know where they do this, but you can take over this huge
investment that we make in our kids. So
a whole
homeschooling
bunch of
is
games
not
with
my going
to be with my kids with this huge map
everything
and
work.
They were just
so
exposed to so many things
to
that I
not to
didn't
make
even know exist
idol,
or
we need to be able
I
to open up their
our
eyes and open up our doors
so that was
to
such a
what,
huge bonus and
resources
my kids
are around
just
us and it's
so
not
many
just
going to
be the right
I can't
set
show
of
them and you know maybe one of those things really spark for
them
and that's something they want to look into further so
there's more important things though
just a big benefit
I'm obviously sold out on homeschooling we started
and also the new ideas and new
inspiration here we are 21 years later
you know that expression like you just need a new mind on it, a new set of eyes on it if you've ever done an escape room you just need
okay.
different perspectives to
and
look into things so that could be
curriculum.
About how you run your school
there's some basics that every kid needs and we're going to talk about these things
I also
but
think a huge benefit of a co-op is that your kids
are
taught
are
by someone else
tailored
they
towards
get
you.
An exposure
there's not going
to
be a perfect curriculum
someone else
and
you know
you're never
going to
see all
you know,
of the curriculum shouldn't
the,
see let's
the
try not
assignment
to
assignment or
to try
or whatever
to
it might be, and it's not always mom. And you'll see
I've
different traits
say,
of your kids come out when other
really
people
loves
are teaching them.
And he needs
it's
to kind learn
of surprising.
Phonics. Do you have
and,
a phonics
I think
curriculum
so that's, good for
that's
them
about snakes?
To,
and I have to say,
to
no,
be taught
we don't.
By other people, but also
there's
to respect
just things
their
that
efforts.
Haven't been invented.
When you're
yet.
In a co-op, it's so, different from a PE class because it's some mom that has given up her evening or weekend to plan this class. So I remember always telling my kids like. You know,
might
Susan
not be
worked on this
the best
all weekend. Make sure you listen and you do what it is. And even
so
if it's just
as
for that 1 hour,
all,
you know, really encouraging your kids
to
respect someone else's time that they gave to
kids.
Give them something wonderful.
Also, about making a plan.
It helps
what
kids learn about a structured schedule.
A
so I don't know how you guys do your homeschool, but with me, I don't do
it
math
necessarily
from this
mean
time to this
a set
time, English from
so
this
I sell
time
a lot of
time.
Books. I
my
love
kids have their
playing
work.
With books.
They
I
have
love
to finish it.
Ordering
some
books.
Point
I love reviewing
the day,
books. I love working with books with my kids. And I love reading.
Bless them in that way. Where you know it is
a curriculum is something much
more broad during this time. And you know where do you have to be and who should you be with? And I think that's good exposure
curriculum
for them.
Means the action of running or a course of action, a race
of their life.
It even referred to a chariot.
And then, of course,
so
you get to do things
that
you can't do at home. So I get my kids
result.
To do oral
so
reports sometimes, and you know what? That's really different from public speaking with a bunch
of
friends and peers
bigger,
or adults there watching.
Aggregate
it's their siblings. So, you know, things
school,
like debate or public speaking. I really don't like my house being turned into a gym. It often is, but it's much better at co-op, and they get
to
do all those things. Outside of my home,
point,
at a co-op,
like a diploma
and of course
or a degree,
it's better with
so
others.
It's not just books.
So the other reason that I think that co-ops are so important, and I'm just going to say that word that I have learned to hate, but socialization. And I'm just going to bring that one up. I know you're all socializing your kids. They're all social. I don't believe in any of those stereotypes. But co-ops definitely make socialization way easier.
Projects.
Does anyone here have more than three kids?
And mentoring are a key part.
Yeah, Okay, so you know, if you want all of your kids to be happy, experiential development, it usually takes more than one family.
The plan.
I know a lot of you probably have more kids than me, but if I want to satisfy my teens and my 7-year-old, like I usually need at least two families. I'm doing multiple pickups or drop-offs or whatever, and this just makes things so much easier. It's one place.
We're gonna focus on getting
everybody's satisfied, and they all get to see their friends. It's also simple like race, and consistent.
We plot a course from beginning to end, and we need to start by every week,
and that's how you grow deeper relationships. You need that consistency, and because it's simple, you will actually do it. It's
this?
Scheduled in there.
And
it's
what
not
do you
like,
want
oh,
to,
I got to call
where
this person,
is our end
person,
goal?
Just the fact that it's already set up, it's going.
Line?
You know, they will
when
get
a marathon runner starts running a marathon, they have a goal.
I actually made sure to talk to some introverts
and
before I did this.
While
because
I will
like,
help you to choose the right
like,
trees
why do
in the forest,
do this?
We can't get lost in the forest
so
for all the
one
trees.
One of my friends said
and that,
that the automatic
that end
part
result
is
what where do you want to be? What do you want
to
be able
to
say about
house,
these she
just
kids
much
when they are fully grown? This question, what do you want to say about your kids when they are 30, is something
that
I read in a book by Larry Howler.
It makes me get out of my house, so. If you're an introvert,
lead.
Maybe you relate
I think he was
to that.
The CEO with Awana Canada.
Also,
his question was,
it's an opportunity
what do you want to say
for
about
men
these
that
kids
homeschool. I personally know
30,
two men
because
that are
a lot of times we spend our time
children,
saying, I really need
and
right
you know they have a lot more complexity in making
the
those
end,
social
the things that we're
going to
talk about our kids when
you know,
they're 30
usually
are
don't
not
hang out with
really
women one on one or whatever. So you get to go
or
to a co-op with a group of people.
All of the ins and outs
of
the chemistry and the physics that we had to do in high school, right?
And then lastly, on the socialization, I'm going to say it satisfies the in-laws. So it's the in-laws for me, but I'm sure you each have one person
are,
in there that
where are they
like I can visually see them relax when I tell them
how
I'm
do
in
they
a
relate
co-op.
To God and to
now
their
that's
family.
Not why we should do it.
How are
but
they providing
like it just
for
makes
family?
Life
how
a little easier.
With
you know, I'm like we're in a
co-op.
Oh, okay.
How are they pursuing
so you're not locked
their passions
up.
And their
but,
gifting? How are
it
they
it does make life
doing,
a little simpler, so I'll just throw that one in.
The jobs
and then lastly,
that God
cost.
Has uniquely created
co-ops
them to
keep
do.
The cost low.
So those are the kinds
moms
of things that
are
more important.
You know,
and,
exchanging the classes
and so it
working
helps
together,
to
or at least you're getting family rates
of what we often get
so
caught up in.
It really
with,
keeps it low. Classes are expensive. My kids okay. get one
so
class
keep that in mind, and it's a worthwhile.
And, that adds up. So this is a great way for them
stop.
To be exposed to lots of things, do lots of things.
Don't use my answer. Use your answer. Write it down.
So what a lot of people don't know is that there's actually
you are working towards what is the finish line here. What
so
do you
I,
want
to
be
I
able
to
say about
some time
these
to go
kids
over all
when
the
they're
different
30
types of co-ops
and
so you can
it's
find
more about
or plan or create
that end
the one
goal
that's
than
best fits you
the
and your family
along the way.
So the number one
now, this might be
co-op
a little bit overwhelming
that
and you might
most
be saying I just came in here to figure out what's
all
the right
over the
kind of grammar show
none
me
of
the grammar
about. I'm going
to
call
but
them
I really
the
think that this exercise is worth
co-ops.
Doing
and these are the ones that
and
happen
to be able
naturally,
to
they
know your why
it's probably people
a second
you're already
thing
hanging
is
out with
that you want
to
write
you were
down
doing that before you homeschooled
and we're going to get to the grammar
we're going
to get to some of that stuff
but
know your why and moms and dads if any of you have been at this for more than like 4 days of homeschooling, you know that you're going
big.
To come
really
to a point where you're questioning
home,
all your life choices.
And
why did I do this?
Because it is
why,
just like
why did I not let somebody else watch these children through the day because they're driving me crazy
so
this
that's
moment.
That's an informal one.
And
it
so,
definitely works. That's
you need to know why you came into this. And know, too, that loving people around you who care for you but aren't necessarily that aren't homeschooling might say, you know, maybe you could just put them in school. And you need to know why. You can,
together.
Why you are
it was
going
very
to
informal.
On
there was
with this.
Screaming. There was nursing.
We
there
want
was all
when
the
we
things.
Got into homeschooling, we wanted to see
we
our
got
kids
together
reach their potential,
and there was a point to it. I remember that one eventually just
and mentally
into
as well as academically. We wanted to have a closer family
moms,
unit, and
we
as
we
a family, one of our
season,
big
so,
impetuses was
that, might be
that we were doing foster care at the time, and we kind
of
felt like our days and our nights were mixed up. Like our neighbor kids would go to school, and they'd learn about you know crazy family situations where mom and dad were fighting
the,
and they'd hear they'd learn their swear words and they'd hear
that
about bullies
very high
and
because you probably have to
extreme
just
experiences they could
plan
come home
trip.
In the evening
and other than that
and
you just
no mom and dad are here
and
I'm safe
through.
And it's calm and we know what our family values are. We were often doing that like backwards.
But,
we would send our foster kids to school during the day and go
as often they're probably
and then in the evening we'd deal with
so
some
kind
maybe
of
erratic behavior from parents
because
or
it
we
may be
would
a positive
deal
to you,
with erratic
or
behavior from teenage girls
you,
or boys
sure.
that were living in
but,
our home and
like,
so
for
like
instance,
that kind of
for that one, it's probably once a month or less than that. So you're not
having that closer family
often,
unit and those core value times.
You just want to go do
so
the fun stuff, get the
say,
field
this is our
trip
peaceful
rate,
time.
You know, so maybe that's
and that's
exactly
what we wanted
need.
To do. And that
so
was
I'll
our why.
Leave that up for you guys
so,
to decide.
So we've also seen our kids through health challenges.
Okay, next one would be a formal
co-op. We wouldn't have been able to attend school regularly through health challenges.
There are lessons.
And maybe some of you are dealing with that too. So know your why. Write down some of those things.
They may be out of the home, but they're
think
typically
about,
larger. These ones are probably running out of the church or community center or whatever.
Write it down.
These ones are great because
so
you get to meet new people. They can
days.
Grow. They do get bigger. There's usually a variety of classes. Like what I said, you get exposed to a lot of things.
So
the cost
now that we have a destination in mind and a reason
it is
for this.
Led.
Let's talk about the tools that we need
one.
To finish
so
this course.
So whether you want that
let's
or not,
talk about getting equipped
for
the journey,
but it
what
is
kind of a vehicle we're
so
going
to
use.
To commit, and there's usually
my
a
husband
greater,
firmly believes he runs this
from you
vehicle
in
donation
out.
Program.
So
and
I'm
he works
currently
with
in
at-risk
one
youth.
That I love.
He really firmly believes that all life lessons all day, can be taught using a car analogy, so it kind of eats into the things that I teach. So here we are. Now we're driving on this race.
Not every co-op expects you to teach.
And it reminds me
that
of this
for me
this word picture
that's maybe
that,
something to look into when you are looking
the story
into
that happened once many years ago my husband had come to visit somebody
attend,
out
usually
on the west coast
you know, the whole idea
and
of a co-op
had left
together,
from
so
Nanaimo in a car
something.
It was an old
but,
car
sometimes
and
that
like
can
he'd flown
be,
out and
know,
he was driving
up,
this car
setup,
back and he got into Saskatchewan somewhere don't know where and it started sputtering and having trouble and he limped into a Canadian Tire and
not
started
structured,
looking
the
for
ones
parts.
That I know of anyway. But
so thankfully, he's pretty handy.
Has
he's mechanically
lots
inclined.
To do.
And, he could figure out what it needed, but he needed
or,
tools and he needed parts.
You know, an outdoor venue
and
or something.
When he started pulling apart
no
this car,
at all, but you usually
he
need
had
a bigger
some
group
tools
to keep
with
this
him
running,
and he ended
to keep
up
it going,
having to go inside to
just because
get
you
other
need
stuff.
People there.
He ended up changing the alternator on this thing, and what he's found in all of his.
You just kind of show up. And
travels
be a part of it.
Is that there's
so
times when he can use a screwdriver
is,
and fix something, and you can use
I
a screwdriver to fix many different
the longevity
things.
Longevity has been hard.
So
the ones that
but
I
then there's
know
other
that
times
existed,
when you find yourself in the middle of Saskatchewan and you need an alternator puller from a 1988
the church
car.
That I go to,
and so he had to go and find
a
specialized tool.
There's
times when you need a very specialized tool, and that'll take you know 3 hours off of the work time that you have, or you can keep on with the
that was
and the
fine.
Screwdrivers,
and we actually
and those
met,
will
like,
take you longer, but you can get the job done.
There.
So sometimes
and
we need specialized
it was,
tools.
It was great. It ran for
sometimes
a time. People
what
met
fits our
they
kids
needed to
will
meet,
fit just about any kid.
It doesn't really
so
happen.
So what does your child need? What kind of tools do your child need? What makes your kid
apart.
Unique? These are some questions
of another
we ask
one,
while we
same
think
type
about
of
homeschooling. I've talked to a few of you in the vendor hall, and you've come and said, I'm just so overwhelmed. I don't know what we need. These are the kinds of things that I
want
you to think about. Is your kid a hands on learner?
But
do they like having activity based
period of time
learning?
I was doing
or
one
some of our kids
want,
especially when they're really little, they're like, I really want a workbook. I want to have a workbook like older sibling, and I want to be a big kid and write in a book like mom. So some
it was a lot of fun.
Some kids really
we
love workbooks
people,
and they'll buzz on through them. Others really want
to
get their hands on and they're not going to sit still.
But then
do they love to read or to listen to audiobooks? I had one that
just
could
not
stand audiobooks.
It was too, I don't personally know of any.
Much
but
sensory input for her, and
difference.
She just could not stand.
And then the last
audiobooks.
One I'm
going to
mention is a paid co-op. So I only know of one
audiobooks.
In the city.
Not that one.
It's the Winnipeg Homeschool.
Are they
Collective.
More of a visual or auditory learner?
One,
do they
paid
love kinesthetic
there's
things?
A full schedule.
Do they have a passion for a particular subject? Do they struggle
don't?
With
you don't
or
have
excel
to teach
in?
There. But it is more expensive because it is paid professionals.
So I'm just going to look briefly at
but it's still cheaper than classes because there's usually a family rate or whatever.
Are they a visual learner? And I can't read you all these pieces.
When you're contributing there, it's more like set up, clean up,
visual learner, do they learn by reading and writing?
So you don't have to
do they learn by hearing?
Some of the things,
and that's,
but you got to do other
for me, I just thought, well, of course, everybody loves audiobooks. Everybody can enjoy audiobooks. Anytime you're out, you can be learning with audiobooks. But with this kid, she was like, no way. way. That's too much.
Okay.
Too much
so
stimulation.
How to find a co-op. It's so funny. I tried learner. This Whoops. Speech on my husband. And at the end, he was like, well, how do you find
by
one?
By getting her
like,
hands
oh, yeah.
on
I didn't even
doing.
Mention that. I'm just talking
so
about co-op.
So we had to
so let's
learn
touch
to work
on that.
Together.
I know that's a big
like,
question
if
everyone
we just
has.
Turn on an audio, everybody will know it at the end.
I would say social media is a very big help in this area. I know of a lot of people who have found it just by going on the Facebook groups.
Parents. Whoever's doing the teaching.
Like just average, like someone I need a
been homeschooling for quite a number of years.
Sort of private messages them
before
or
I spoke to a friend
you know,
once
another co-op
who
that they're advertising.
She has 12 children
so I would
and
say
she
social
said
media,
I'd been using the same language arts
so we've talked
for all
about
of my
that a little
year
bit today
year after year after
most
year.
Areas have and a regional
day,
rep and if you
told
reach
me
out
to I
them
have to.
They
so
often know of a group or people who are meeting that maybe you can join up with. I personally am the Winnipeg regional rep, so I have a newsletter that she mentioned when she introed me. So I just started this year,
because she
and,
was bored with
I have a sign-up sheet if anyone wants
was
to sign
a
up.
Way to help
you don't have to live in Winnipeg, but obviously
so
you're going to have to travel there to get to
probably the best
events.
Curriculum for
and
her
in
kids,
this, I list,
because she was having a hard
classes,
time with it. It
I
was okay for her to switch.
And
so
other events and things.
And that was something that was very
and then other than
for them.
That,
so mom,
starting your own,
it's not
that's
just
definitely
about
a viable
whether
option.
Your kid is a kinesthetic learner
and we'll
or
go over that more.
An auditory learner,
but
are you
those are the
going
ways
to,
that I think
are you
the
prepared
most word
for,
of mouth, newsletter, regional reps,
the implications
social media.
Of the curriculum.
So if you're looking for a co-op, especially a specific one,
things
make sure
like,
to be specific.
How busy
and,
is your life?
You can
there's
find
families
that
I talk to, they're like, we want all the
so
hands-on
I do
want
to leave
and
some time about how to start a co-op. If
grown
anyone,
all her people
I know
and they're
that
all old
there
and
are
in,
some co-ops
in
that are
now,
running in
when they were young and we would get
full.
Together, they were always and, like building a topographical map out of three flavors of cake.
High demand. So if that is something
like mummifying a chicken in their Egypt unit
let's
and
just
they
start
were
on why
building
so
all kinds of different things and I
why
just
why would
thought,
you start a
just
co-op
like mess, mess,
number
mess,
one
mess,
reason
mess
is
me.
You
it
can
was just
tailor
far too
make
much
it
for
to
me.
What you want
so if you are that mom who just loves always doing the activities
and everything
then
that we
do
but there's
also
probably
know
something
that
you're looking
you
at where you're
pack
like
a little people
I
would
have just
and
done
you're going
it
to do a hands-on activity that's different with each child
and that's one lovely thing about starting a co-op
you need to evaluate
exactly what you want
this subject or this child
and then also
those more
you can tailor make it to your child. So I have been running gym class since the beginning of
time,
and that is my middle born
Esri
who will not ever let me stop
things
as long
like
as you
other
are
jobs
willing,
and
Mom,
commitments
I want
you have
gym
outside
class.
Of homeschooling.
And it's tailor made to Esri.
Take all of our day.
Like,
I'm really a firm believer
so
in that.
So if your kid
but
has a real interest in something that you can't provide
sure
or you need a group for or maybe they have
what's your teaching style? Maybe
you
really
gravitate
or
maybe you just
Charlotte
want
Mason style
certain
of
friends there
maybe
or
something
whatever your reason might be,
and something
you can tailor make
is,
it to your needs.
Much more
you can
linear.
Also tailor
we can
make it
say,
to your
I opened
kids
these books
needs.
And this is that's
and that
so,
is just a huge benefit of starting
aware
a
of what
co-op.
What styles you gravitate to.
Also to fill
work
a
within
need,
your budget.
Like I said, there's lots of demand.
Knowing
for
what your budget is,
I don't
setting
think
a budget
any
can bring a lot
it.
Of peace to your homeschooling days.
And it's a just a blessing
tons
to
of ways
the community.
To be
I've had
and while
multiple
I
conversations
buy a lot of books now and I sell
with different
books,
people on
there
what
was
the homeschool
in our very
used
early
to have
days
and maybe doesn't have
when we
anymore.
We did not
and
have
really
the money to buy
that.
Books.
Anyone
we were always
the
at the library.
Lady.
We were borrowing
she had like a whole
from family.
Schedule of
we were
field
getting
trips
something
and events,
used
so
or secondhand.
We really miss
and
her.
I can tell you in the first few years that we did homeschooling, we set aside
$200
and that covered our field trips,
and the more that we
can
provide, the more that we have.
We went on all the free
advertising
things.
Classes
we showed up at the library for anything that
classes,
was available that was appropriate.
Available to
we went
so,
on field trips
yeah,
to places like the grocery
blessing,
store and the post office where they'd
the
show you the back
we have, and
room
the
and they'd give you a little tour.
To
like, those were the kinds of things
popular,
that we could
be,
do on a budget
it.
In those very
so
early
I think,
days. And
starting a co-op is can actually
I want
be really
you to
simple.
Know and believe that you can
really
have a very high quality education
happens
for your children without having to break your budget.
Something.
Now I had to invest
so
more
I do
in
just take
time
some
and energy
time. They had asked me
and
to
I
do
had the time and energy
a little bit of a
to do that then.
Time.
But there was ways to make the homeschooling budget friendly.
Now, I think if you can, you know, take use the library, some time with whoever you want to start with, or even by yourself,
old editions, really think through, I would say, certain if you get used that, books, one thing that we often find really at the store is moms and dads that run to a used bookstore.
So they find an older edition of a book. I hope you guys are all game if we do a little bit of a discussion time, a little bit of brainstorming. Sometimes that ends up costing them more than if they just got the new one because you can't but what do you guys think? Like, what maybe holds you back from starting? Have available a co-op, or what do you think are those first questions that you would want to ask?
So keep that in mind as you look for used books. But used books are still some of my favorite
location
ways to
hey, that's
get
a great
really
one.
Unique,
I think sometimes people really freak out about this one.
Trade.
So
share
if we
with
were
friends,
to brainstorm right now, that's what we're going to do.
Look
we're
at
just going to try to
books.
Answer
some,
some of these
can
questions
be reproduced,
today.
And so you can choose wisely for things that are non-consumable.
Do you think you could do
that
co-ops? Where are some location
family.
Ideas?
Get a consultation, and this is something that we do at the store.
Church
at the Learning
is a great
House.
One. The co-op that
is,
I'm in
we
two
consult
co-ops
with
that
people,
are in churches.
So if you
one
call us up,
us
we have
totally
a team of experiential people, many
rent,
moms
so
who have homeschooled,
in the city, it's
some homeschool graduates, who can help to
exist,
walk you through different curriculum choices. And my job and my goal and my passion is to help you to not buy junk
churches,
and not buy stuff that you don't need.
Sorry?
And I want you to Rec not
center?
End
yep.
up with anything
yep.
on your
or
shelf
like
that is not usable.
Center.
And so
I know someone was telling
I really
me
think
community
that a consultation
center,
can help you to save some money. We don't charge for consultation.
Skating once a week.
And
so,
so
they meet
it's just a
together
win-win
to
call up. We'll help
skate.
You make
and
a
they
plan.
Just talked to, they just called up
okay.
The
read reviews, talk to friends, make informed decisions, ask the right questions, not just
you
what's
know,
the best curriculum
something.
But what is a good hands-on curriculum
else have a location
about
idea?
Biology or what is a video
okay,
based
it is hard to think
curriculum
of these things,
in the middle grades for a student
centers,
that's struggling
changing locations
or like give it some definition
that,
as
rink,
you look for those things
going
and
to a
read
pool,
the reviews
toboggan
and
hill,
be flexible
skating,
and work with what you have
houses can
mold
definitely
it
be an
to
option
needs.
But maybe
no
you need a big
should
one
rule
I don't
you.
Think my
it
house
should
is big enough to host
your servant so add
or
different resources if you need take out questions if they're too much
so you could definitely
don't let the curriculum rule you.
Okay, so what else okay. maybe stops us, or
so
what do we
let's talk
think
about, tools.
About when we think of co-ops?
Now we're going to talk
would you
about
ask
subject
before
by subject,
you start
working our way through things.
Yeah?
And I'm not going to move from this spot.
Write something for
just want to make sure that we're somewhat on time. So, tools for the course. When we talk
like
about building a
mean,
curriculum,
like that?
I usually talk
okay,
in
layers.
Okay, that's
interesting you ask that because
knowing
before,
what you need is,
while I was preparing for this, I actually did a phone call
what is
with
most
HSLTA
important, and here's the things
like,
that I would say that
gonna
are the most important.
Because that's kind of
first
the
of all, your kids need to know that you love them, that we get
so
along as a family.
She did say
that
I should tell you all I'm not a lawyer.
We're in a safe
so this
place.
Is not legal advice.
That we'll get through this together,
to
even
lawyer,
if we both hate math.
I am not one.
That,
so,
that mom and dad that. Are the place that we can fall back
so
on.
So she said to
the
state,
overcome the troubles,
has
whether
no
it's math troubles
of a
or whether
co-op
it's friend
leader
troubles, or
homeschooler being
other
sued
things.
For an incident that they.
That's more important
organized.
Than any curriculum. And
so she
they need
said,
to learn to read
when you
and
start
do
a co-op,
those are the most important things.
It is something
things.
You need to consider.
And
like how much risk are you willing to take on?
If
but
I
she
have,
feels the
if
risk
I had
is
to
quite low.
Just break
plus,
down
if someone did
curriculum
wanna,
into the most
know,
basic
sue,
parts.
It's going to be,
I heard Ruth Beechick
the church
taught
or
this
the
once in a book that I read
or,
by Ruth
you know,
Beechick,
whatever
and she said,
the
really,
with
when
the
it
big
comes down to it, you have two subjects, learning to read and reading. Because once our kids can read, they can conquer anything else.
Is
so
there a
learning
time
to read
where you might
is
want
the
to consider
most
insurance?
Key part
she
of our
said,
curriculum.
If you're
and then
doing
numeracy
really
skills,
large
I believe,
events
are
with lots
just
of strangers, or if you're doing something maybe that's dangerous. And her
read.
Example was axe
but
throwing.
The, learn, the numeracy and literacy
maybe you
skills
consider
are
it,
the ones that help
but,
us to be able to acquire
most
all of our
part,
other skills, like
I don't
science,
think
math,
this
history,
is,
or underwater basket weaving, or whatever it is that your kids become passionate about.
I don't really worry about this.
So those are the most
I don't think
core parts.
Thing.
So that's the first
what
layer
she
of
did
what we
say,
would do.
Now, if you're starting a co-op, or even if you're in one now, this is
the next
just
layer
good to know.
Would be
she said a statement of faith is a much
those,
bigger issue in this day and age.
General education. So we'll talk about general education.
To sign that.
And the
so
general
right
education
now, the
ones are the ones that you guys are needing to report on.
When
or
used
that you're
to serve a specific group of people.
For
example,
these are the ones that are typical of a school program. So we also are going to add
not black or not Christian. like science, you're 19, history, geography, then we get to discriminate and Bible. Against
and
you.
I talk about Bible as a general ed course and not as that core course, so just because I'm just assuming that,
that the
as a family,
that they're getting
as a Christian family, that is a core
people,
part of our family time
who don't
and
maybe
who
believe
we are as a family.
What
but in a curricular sense,
co-op,
like if we're going to choose whether we're going to study Old Testament or New Testament,
I'm in a Christian co-op. We teach Christian values.
Whatever,
we live
that's what
a
comes
Christian
into these
lifestyle.
General ed courses.
If you want
so
to
general education
to
are the ones that
you should do a statement of faith. Because you
round out what we would
that,
have to tell people about
if
we were saying what do they learn at school. Electives
so
are all
the
other
more
fun
relevant
things.
Topic
so looking a little bit
age,
more about at these
just make sure you're really clear
general education
and out there,
courses.
And if they agree to
I
it,
often
great,
separate them
not,
into two parts. Math and language arts would be disciplinary
sorry,
subjects. The reason why we focus on them and that we make sure that we're always doing our math and language arts is partly because they are ones that we have to be doing incrementally.
They need
step upon step. So while we could say,
yeah,
hey, this year we did science,
be,
but it was a
like for
tough
my
year last year and we
signing,
didn't do science at all, it's okay.
Things,
we could come back
but,
to
like for my
science this year and have
like
missed it.
We,
it's not really like
this,
it's out of order. It's not like you have to study astronomy
like
before you study botany or that you have to study chemistry before you study physics. These things can be done out of order or they can be done in increments as you're ready.
You could just have
we often don't study things like science, history, geography every day. They can be done once or twice a week and you can develop a rhythm that works for your family. So some curriculums are very robust and you will study science every day and other curriculums will say there's enough room for you to do this twice a week.
Kind of be
upfront
about that pretty much it's assumed.
On the other hand, language arts, math, that's the kind of stuff that you can't really skip. You can't really say, hey, we put the whole team into grade 3 math this year and next year we're all going to do grade 6 math and then we'll go back and do grade 4. So we have to build skill upon skill. And just like doing something like becoming the greatest hockey player
again,
or,
in this, in
or
this
becoming a pianist,
she says
you
that
have
there's
to build
ways
skill
around
upon
things.
Skill
so
by
one
practice,
thing that I have
as
done
well
in the past
as rhythmic,
is to have people sign
as well
a disclaimer.
As incremental adding of skills.
You know,
so
just like we are not liable
we have a
for
disciplinary
such such
style
waivers.
Of looking towards
but
the,
she
it's
actually
a discipline,
said those
it's
you
a regular
can get
habit
around.
When
and
we do our language arts and our math, whereas something like social studies, history, geography, science, and Bible, we can look at it very topically and move around. So if your family's like, we're all into like ancient Rome. Then you can do
so
that
like, oh,
for a
I'm
whole year. Well, all the other
that.
Kids your age study
but,
Canadian geography.
So
and it's fine.
It can help it, but is it for sure? No. Okay, hopefully, if anyone has... Okay, yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm going to... before we go on to the next... Before we go on to electives, just to stop and take a look at language arts in particular, because language arts is sort of like a nebulous topic. And then when you come talk to me, often you'll say, but what about grammar? Where does that fit? Or where does writing fit? And when does my kid need to start these different things? There are, like, as with math, there's various strands, like numeracy and geometry.
Yeah,
and
so the second
so
you
on,
get into something that is more structured and scheduled,
and
obviously that's a lot of work.
The next
you have
level
to pre-plan
math,
your
whereas
classes
with language arts,
and stuff.
We will,
so either
you can do an all-in-one curriculum.
Getting
where
other people
they
to
will
do that
vary
aspect,
the various
or you're
strands
doing more of
by
like
age
a
and appropriateness.
A lot of people get together just for,
or you can look at each different strand as needed.
Together.
And it often helps
so
to look at each different strand as needed because sometimes our kids will really excel at reading but struggle
then,
with spelling. And so an all in one curriculum
like, you know,
might not meet
really
their needs for
simple.
Spelling,
when
but it will
did,
for
that
reading. Or an all in one curriculum might meet your needs for all of the parts, but let's also add a spelling because we're struggling with that. So language arts at different ages and stages looks like different
things.
Like so usually in about the kindergarten, pre-kindergarten,
really
grade
valuable.
One age,
so maybe just
language arts really should
yourself.
Focus on
so, yeah,
phonics
if you're,
and
like,
handwriting.
Down
so we're going to focus on learning to read and learning
like,
to control
out,
our pencil.
Right?
Because
it
when we can take in that information and we have control of our pencil, that's when we can start to communicate well.
Just be right up front with that. And I know there are a couple co-ops that are more like these are
to start to write ourselves. So after we have got a good running
I'm
start
in
with
Monday,
handwriting
I run a gym class,
and phonics in about
the first
second grade.
Hour is
it really depends
gym.
On your kid.
So I do nothing for
might
that.
Be earlier,
I'm
might
sitting,
be sooner.
I'm the
we
supervisor,
add spelling.
Right? So
okay. Then
really nice
once we
hour.
Have another start and that's
talk,
part
right?
of your rhythm and
so,
we've got Something like that is working well in our routine and our disciplines.
Okay,
we will
so
add writing and grammar. You're all in one curriculum. Might have your students.
I don't know if
writing and
into
spelling
the discussion
very
thing.
Early on.
But so we talked about options for
phonics
location.
And handwriter should be
how
on
about
the focus
to find
and
people?
Phonics and handwriting
do people have ideas on how to find people to join your co-op?
Now I've got my. I know all those phonics rules. I can use them to.
Facebook
spell.
You know what? There are some benefits to social media, and that is one of them.
And then as we get older, maybe around fourth grade, we're done phonics. We're going to transition to
reading. So you can join that one if you're looking for Christian
specifically.
Reading
type programs.
There's also Winnipeg
Christian
ones, I'm
sure. We're learning about what we read by doing things like comprehension and vocabulary building. And again, you can do that as a separate
Church
curriculum.
Is a great
you can get
one,
vocabulary
yeah.
curriculums.
And if it's people you know, that's even better,
that
right? Because then you don't have to question
struggling with those pieces.
Motives
or
lifestyle or anything else, right? It's kind
look
of a safe
at those
place.
Pieces and then add in what you feel like needs to be done outside. So around fifth or sixth grade, we're probably still going with spelling, maybe handwriting. Usually around third grade, we might be doing cursive writing, and so we're still continuing on with our handwriting, whether that's a formal instruction or something that we practice while doing all of our other things.
Word of mouth, Facebook, my newsletter. But if you
we're doing writing and grammar and reading,
that has a newsletter, you can reach out to regional reps, and they will tell you something.
We might be done our spelling,
or
but usually by at least the end of grade 8, we're done our spelling, and we transition into more vocabulary building. We definitely need lots of grammar. Writing points,
contact
and in the high
rep,
school
they can
years,
connect you. Use
language
your regional
arts
reps.
Really
we,
focuses
we want
on
to connect people.
I write
we
well,
have a passion
and
about
I
that.
Know good literature.
So,
so we do literature study and writing,
or needs
and we will
or
focus
concerns,
on formal writing skills,
they,
and we're working
they
on
help you out.
Perfecting skills with things like
another
creative
thing
writing,
I would touch on for
research
starting
writing,
a co-op is and it kind of goes
writing,
along
like
with the statement of faith.
Everyday writing skills like letters, memos,
a set of
emails,
rules.
And
if you
then
want
when
to
they're teenagers,
rules.
You have to teach them about capitals
because
again.
It really
but,
avoids hurt feelings.
That's
it
sort of as we transition along.
On
our little people don't need to
set something
do research papers.
Beforehand,
our big people shouldn't need
and
to
that
have
depends
handwriting
on,
lessons.
Like it could be so
but,
many things.
We
I go to a bigger church,
so, these,
so one thing that we do is
we'll transition through that in a sort of
so that is you know to protect.
Linear way
and stuff from
and your
abuse.
Kids may not do that
maybe
just
that's
like
something
they
you want to
outgrow
have
their
rules.
Shoes
like, no adult
you know
is
you
alone
think okay
child.
You
know you
just
you
outgrew
are
three pairs of shoes in the last year
sometimes.
I'm going to jump up two sizes
so
and then they
you
stay
can write
in that pair
rules
of shoes
like that or everyone must
they just never grow the way that we expect
classes.
Them to
homeschoolers we're our own breed and sometimes we're like oh I don't want
to
do this I don't want to do this
in different ways
so maybe if that's important to you maybe you want to be super flexible and kids come in and out or maybe you want like okay you're going to come
language arts takes a lot more thought and it may be something
any other
that you piece-wise,
rules
it may be
like
something
parents
that you
have to
together.
Stay
and then
there
electives
are some,
this is the riches
if you, want
if
that
you
to be
are
a
familiar
rule.
With the Charlotte
it's
Mason
just really
style
good if you
learning
think if things
that
are important
catchphrase talks
to
about
you
all of the
to
other
make
fun
sure
stuff
to
so while we can just
be clear about
start
it,
by making a plan
up,
for math and language
personal
arts
or relational, it's
then
like, well, look, like we have these
it
rules,
would be sad if you
rules.
Missed all
everyone
of these other
the
good
rules,
things
so
like
sorry.
Art music
and it just really
physical
avoids
education
fights,
cooperative
and
learning economics
and
psychology
so that's another
what about
suggestion I would
philosophy
make
logic
to,
French like anything else archaeology may whatever interests your kids one of my kids wanted to study astronomy another one wanted to study archaeology we found some books we read them they were fun
do you want a leadership team or do you want everyone to make the
because
these are definitely
they get bogged down
wanna,
when it's just about math and language
consider.
Arts. But remember that when you start,
are
it's
you
just about
be
math
doing
and language arts.
Like
and
a, paid co-op
a full program can be,
teachers,
I do my math, my language arts, we read a lot, we play a lot, and build these things
so
in
so I did make a list. I find one thing that I've made that I've found hard with running a co-op is fresh ideas. Like, what do you do in your co-op?
So
I did make a list.
Whoops.
Of just co-op class ideas because you want to keep it fresh and it's hard year after year after year to find fresh
ideas. The big
ideas.
Idea I want
so
you
I just
to have
made that if anyone wants it I can give you a copy.
House. The core things we need math and language arts.
Generate
you can focus on those and do them
for yourself.
And if you're ready
okay,
to build
so
another,
I do want to leave
you know,
some
build
time.
Into
how am I doing for time here?
More formal in your programming. Let's do that.
5:15.
But
okay, so we do have some time. Are there any
ready,
other questions that anyone wants to ask about
learning.
Co-ops?
Get out and do
any
the
other
activities.
Things they want me to touch on.
Go on the field trips. Read the books. Do the projects. Do those kinds of things and build in that formality as you need. And in the high school years, we of course are building more formality because
I do not know of any bilingual co-ops. I think that's an awesome idea, though. As far as I know, I don't know of any in Winnipeg. If there's some out there,
we want to
let me know. But no, I don't know of any. I think that's a great idea. We've definitely done some like sign language or learning some language, but it's been pretty surface. It hasn't been immersive at all.
In all kinds.
Any other questions?
Always. Use books, but don't just use books. Use those field trips, those games, those crafts and activities and connections in the community and family. And find good resources.
Yeah, I would say, okay, so she asked, how do you work a co-op around when you have younger kids, little kids? So I've been in co-ops ever since my daughter was in kindergarten. So all my kids afterwards were obviously younger than that. I would say most co-ops consider that, if not all co-ops consider the younger kid aspect. There's usually,
if you're joining math and language arts, then we add in the other things like
or an area that they're allowed in to play with or play at or whatever. The co-op I'm in right now is a little bit unique because when I run my gym class, the younger kids play on a stage that overlooks the gym, but there's also like a lobby they can hang out in. So a lot of times it's pretty like, you know, you're supervising them and it's like free play, but some co-ops that are more organized have a whole, like I know the Waverly co-ops here in Winnipeg has a whole preschool nursery like schedule.
Remember,
and
it's
they're
not
doing
about finding
as much
the best
school
homeschool
as everybody
curriculum.
Else. So it kind of depends. That's maybe
course,
something you want to look
being
into.
Properly equipped,
it kind of depends
right tool,
where you go. But typically, like I've never heard of a co-op
that
doesn't at least consider younger siblings
having a student
and there's somewhere
that is
for them
fully
to go or something
for
them
next
to do.
Educational opportunity or their next work opportunity.
Or it gets broken down into age.
As someone who is
I would say you're pretty
unique plans for
life. But if you're starting one, that's definitely something you consider. So that one that I started off with, one of the moms was teaching science or doing the devotional, and all the other moms are just watching all like, you know,
that is
15 kids that are toddler or babies. And that was our role. Like, it was like either you're teaching or supervising the little ones. So that's
we're looking for things that suit their lifestyle, their learning style, their passions, their natural abilities that meet your needs and your budget. And that
yeah. Okay. So the ones that I'm in, I attend the Winnipeg Homeschool Collective. So that gym class I teach is from K to my oldest student is in grade 10 right now. And
I
thought I'd have to separate them, but it's actually been totally fine. I do consider it when I'm playing games.
And
I have to talk to the older
kids
during dodgeball.
Keep in touch with us.
But for the most part, they all can do it together. And it's been really fine. I know that some parents will be like, because I'll even have the little toddlers join some.
To think through if you're not sure
whatever.
You know, at the end of an intense day like this,
the mom's like,
what your curricular plans are.
So that one, I do, one of the co-ops I go to is just teens
weigh
only.
Things back and forth
so
on our website. We put as many samples
in my
and placement
or whatever.
Tests and scopes and sequences and all those kinds of things
third co-op I'm at,
so that you can, in peaceful moments,
so there's the high school and then there's the elementary, and they both have stuff running throughout the day, switching up.
Call at the store.
One's doing gym, one's
we
doing art.
We love to do consultations.
The hour,
I love to talk one-on-one with people, as does
so
Louise
a lot of
House,
subjects can be, like, you don't necessarily have to do double the work. Like, I teach art
as
well at
that
co-op, and I do,
very
we do
learning
art
challenges,
history,
and,
that
was
I send
really
a little video to everyone
years,
the morning before, watch this little info video, and then I'm teaching them art history, so the piece we're doing is going
to
be interpreted by the kindergartner all the way to grade 10. Their work's going to look different, but you can definitely
we
do
have
one lesson plan for both of those groups. So, same with gym. Like, they both like dodgeball. They both like,
questions?
Sometimes you want to consider classes that does work for the whole range. And then sometimes we separate. So if we want the teens to do debate, then they're doing like Lego STEM or whatever. But that is more work. You have to be willing to do that. But it's not necessary. So hopefully that answers that question. Okay. Any other questions? Just wave at me if you want.
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, how do you track progress when you're kind of a beat to your own drum kind of family and you don't need all of the books in a very formal curricular pattern? So you've got your math and your language arts. We can, to a certain extent, you can beat to your own drum that way. But you can quantify what you've done with those core subjects.
And I hope that I answered all your questions about when reporting. And I have to say,
like, I'm from Ontario. I've been homeschooling in Ontario for 21 years. We don't have to report things, so we're really spoiled in that sense. But I talk to a lot of people across the country who have a varying degree of reporting responsibilities. And what we do in that case is we write down. Non-homeschooled educators, they look at learning outcomes in three basic ways. They want to know what time you spent, they want to know what content you covered, and they want to know marks. And so we can often quantify it by just saying, hey, we spent this amount of time. And oftentimes for me, what that meant was pulling out a, like we would always have a day planner. I didn't have, I had different ways of recording our schooling at different ages and stages, but I always kept a planner. And I would often write retroactively, like rather than proactively, this is what we did this week. So we could just say, hey, we did this project, this thing, and I could quantify how much time we spent. Older students, we would encourage older students to make a time recording sheet. So your students may be grade 5 or 6, but probably more like 7, 8, and definitely in the high school years should start to record what kind of time they spent. How much time did I spend on math today? How much time did I spend on language arts? We just did at the Learning House a help for homeschooling high school course. And in that course, we had a template. You can make up this template really easily. We just put a lot of little boxes and they each had a little X in it. So each box is an hour. So each little quarter is 15 minutes, and your kids at the end of the day, they check off how much time they spent on each thing. And so they've recorded the time. In terms of recording content, if you have a curriculum, photocopy the, or take a picture or scan of the contents page. But if you don't have a curriculum, just write down activities, and it can be like that, retroactive. At the end of the week, we did this field trip, we did this activity, we read this book, we did this project. That is your learning outcomes. And then in terms of marks, it can be anecdotal. As a Charlotte Mason family and ourselves, we didn't do a lot of testing with the kids in the younger years, some with math and sciences, but it wasn't until the older years that we would do tests. And so our marks could be anecdotal. We could say, she's learned very well about this, but could learn more about that. And so A, B, C. What was really telling was that in the upper high school years, the marks that I gave her, that I gave my children, which were rather anecdotal, did line up in terms of they got similar marks when they did formal courses with outside partners. And those were those outside courses that we submitted to universities for application. So when the university looks at that and says, well, that school says that she got an A and mom says she got an A, mom's probably got a good idea of what she learned. So that's recorded in terms of time spent, content, and marks. Does that help? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So I guess I should qualify that. So the question is, what if you skip science and social studies, and what if they come back and say that's insufficient? I would say, first of all, it's not that, I would skip it, but that I would skip it formally. Like, it's okay to take those seasons when we say, I didn't sign up for, I didn't do a full year of Apologia astronomy, but this year we made a volcano that we blew up, and we made a cake that was a model of the Andes, and we did, like, you know, those kinds of things. We read these books, we spent this time, we went on this field trip. So quantifying what we did. So just doing math and language arts, I am assuming that you are playing a lot and reading a lot to fill in those gaps as well. So yes, thank you for clarifying that. That was, I should have said that more clearly. Um, So if that is insufficient, I would say, what is it that you're looking for? I've had times when speaking to an ex educator, when they did that, when I brought them like the science curriculum, I said, here's the science curriculum we did. They said, that's insufficient. And I said, why? And they said, well, she didn't do astronomy. And I said, oh, okay, well, we actually also read this book about astronomy. So sometimes it's about communication. And I know that, like, how much do you have to follow provincial learning outcomes here? I don't know. Do you have to study astronomy in a particular year here? Or do you just have to study science? That's the question. I don't know, because I'm not in Manitoba all the time, but I have talked to parents across the province who say it's different from board to board. So it might be something that is a particular, something that's particular to your board or your facilitator. Okay. So the feedback is, okay. So just to reiterate that so other people can hear, I think that what you're saying is that it helps to be less specific. My child is learning about this and this, and usually that's enough. But that's sort of where I would lean, but I'm not, I can't be legal counsel. I don't know, like HSLDA can help you to word that a little bit better, but I think that being more open-ended in our descriptions can be a little bit helpful too. We are learning about this and this. Is that a good summary? Okay. Okay. Shout it loud. If you can shout loud, just because there's a lot of kitchen noises behind me. Okay, that's a really good point. The point is that Manitoba curriculum is publicly available online, and that you can read through that and use the language that they use in writing your reports. So saying something like they're doing equivalent to. Okay. Any other questions? You've been a quiet bunch. I have a question for you, and that is, my big question is, what do you want to say about these kids when they're 30? What is it? What is your why? Use this as your basis, but I'd love to hear what some of your whys are, and what do you want to say about these kids when they're 30? Independent, discerning, yep. Yes, to be able to do life well and to love God. I love that. That's great. Yeah, and to be socially engaged with a wide variety of people groups, to show that they love and engage with people across all kinds of different social boundaries. That's neat. Yes, to say that life was an adventure. Neat. Yes. We want our kids to have strong character and to be able to deal with real life. Yes. Yes. To be secure in their faith and who they are. Yep. 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 So we teach them science and we teach them history and we teach them geography so that they can be culturally relevant and take these values and these important things into the world. And they're just tools, though. They're not the end. So keep it in perspective. Come visit us if you want the nitty-gritty on what's the best grammar. We can chat through them. But there isn't a best grammar. There's one that might fit your family a little better than another. So thanks for spending the time. I welcome you to come and visit us in the vendor hall. And thank you guys for being so welcoming and coming to visit us when we've come so far. We appreciate you and hope to help you out.